Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 275.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. Listen, do you need to take your money, your business, your life to the next level? Do you have an existing business and you just need leads? That's what we're here for, and that's what we want to show you how to do and give you the training, the assets, everything that you need to take your business to the next level. You know, the name of the game is leads. If you don't have leads, you don't have a business. And there's a couple of resources I can give you right now, even if you're not a member at TW3, that you can go over. Number one, if you need some filtered, scrubbed email you can market to. These are not just scraped leads off of the internet that you get from some of these lead sources and email sources that are terrible. These are filtered, scrubbed. What do I mean by filtered, scrubbed? They are email lists comprising of people of their age, their income, their zip code, their credit rating, all the demographical information you need to target the right audience. One of the reasons why emails don't get open, why a lot of emails is such terrible open and click rates and conversion rates, is simply because you're sending the email to the wrong people. You're sending email to people that really don't care, don't can afford, don't have any interest in what it is you offer. By getting a demographically filtered and scrubbed, means that you're not going to be contacting people that don't want to be contacted, have been contacted, the ICANN and the people that regulate emails going out. You're not going to be calling and touching on those people that's going to get you in trouble. So we offer filtered, scrubbed email that you can purchase and build your list immediately. And we got it cheap. I mean, that's starting at only $29 for thousands of emails. Also, if you've got a website, and if you don't have a website, shame on you. You've got to have a website. You know, the old adage, dress for success. If you want to be taken seriously, then dress seriously. If the suit makes the man. I mean, there's all these cliches that came out of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, encouraging professionals to dress professional. Well, that same admonition is still relevant, but it's online now. Most of the people that meet you, most of the people that are going to come across you, most of the people that are going to decide whether they're going to engage in business with you, they're first going to look at you online. Even if you've got a brick and mortar business, you know, think about it. When you go out to eat, when you go to a restaurant, when you're looking for a realtor, when you're looking for any professional service, or you're looking just, you know, where are we going to go eat? What are we going to go do? What do? You go over to Google and you say, hey, restaurants, so Chinese restaurants in Atlanta, Georgia, top. And you go to Yelp and you see what their rating is, and then you check them out. That's the way of the world now. And so if you don't have a strong online presence, get that. And then once you have it, you just drive traffic, and we can give you traffic. We can give you thousands of keyword clicks to your site, to your web page, to your video, your YouTube video, whatever it is you're trying to promote. We can send thousands of keyword targeted people to your site for pennies. And so if you want to check that out, you can go over to TerryWilson3.com. Go under leads. It will show you all of those various services that we can provide. Today, I want to talk to you about gambling on guarantees and losing. Most of the time, people will gamble on a guarantee. Why? Whether it's talking about their careers, their personal relationships, where they work, where they live, whatever. If you will notice, most of your decision-making process is informed by two emotions. You're wanting to seek pleasure, or you're wanting to seek happiness and joy. That's one. And you're wanting to avoid pain, suffering, discouragement. That's the way we're psychologically made. And that's, you're not going to get away from that. The problem is that most people falsely pursue what they perceive as a guarantee. And there's no such thing. That's the big false premise. Everyone goes into a particular type of job or lives in a particular area or does something because they feel like, okay, this is going to give me the most happiness with the least amount of pain and suffering. The problem is we so many times ascribe security to things that could never, ever possibly guarantee a security. Now, I'm not saying become free willy-nilly and just, you know, cast all your care to the wind. As a matter of fact, if you heard in my last podcast, we're supposed to be leaving today, or actually tomorrow, for a Caribbean cruise. Now, today is, September the 8th right now. And if you've been keeping up with the news, you know there's a little thing churning around in the Atlantic Ocean down there in the Caribbean called Hurricane Irma. And thank God they delayed our cruise. The one thing I was just really concerned about is these guys were going to want to keep that cruise booked at all cost and get us out there in the ocean in 50 and 60 foot swells. And I was going to come back seasick. I didn't think they was going to run right into the hurricane. I know that their own sense of, keeping themselves safe would prevent that. But I felt like they wouldn't mind having a little bit of a rocky cruise just to keep my ticket paid for. And so as of today, what you see on your screen is what they're forecasting. Who knows where this thing's going to end up, what it's going to do? Only God does. But the point is that was supposed to be going on. And, it's been delayed back till Tuesday if we get to go at all. And so I wasn't supposed to be around today. I was planning on getting some things done. And I took a call from a gentleman that I want to play for you here that just goes right along with what I'm talking about as far as gambling on guarantees. And I want you to hear his story, and I want you to listen to what this guy is a top producer. I want you to think about this just for a second. Top producer in a company that he's been with for a while. And this is how he's been treated. This is where he's at. This is why he's calling us. He's known about us for 3 or 4 years. But at the time, he was feeling comfortable because the sense of security that he had, because he had this guarantee he felt like. And this is how it ended up. So check this out.
Actually, I got laid off from a job totally by surprise. I did not know it was going to happen. And I just bought a new car 6 weeks before.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
and I have run into, I'm 55 years old. Been an inside sales rep on phone conversations, and I've done coaching online, using Skype and, other types of things. I've been in front of audiences. I do seminars, webinars, all kinds of things. And it just amazed me that I have run into the, you're 55. Oh, we can't work with you. You're a senior citizen. You're used up.
Terrible.
I have really run into, I had two people actually tell me in interviews, no, you're too old. What? I thought that was illegal to do that. First of all, I was stunned. I really couldn't believe it. So I've been very, just discouraged and frustrated with the workplace. And I've been doing some writing on the side. But it's a part-time thing. Making a full-time living as an author is very, very difficult, very rare that anybody can do it. Cause you never know when the royalty checks are going to come in. Right. Especially if you're not working with a major publishing house. And nowadays in publishing, there's been, piracy going on of eBooks.
Right.
Google's been behind a lot of it because they have this attitude of anything that's on the web should be free. And, an author can't operate that way. Musicians, if they get their albums pirated, they can go and make up for it in the concert ticket prices. And that's what that industry has done. They've shifted the money making to touring. So if you're a great band live on stage, then you're going to do very well. It's not as important. Your albums are not as important. Album sales are not as important as they used to be because they know that 50% of their listeners are actually pirating their their music. And it's terrible that we have a whole generation that's growing up thinking that it's perfectly fine to steal intellectual property.
Oh, I understand.
Movies and everything. I think you guys are a solution to what I'm looking for, definitely. And I would love to work with you guys. My big problem is I got kind of caught off guard. I'm in a bad situation financially. Just having real problems making ends meet. So I really I took a brief look at the opportunity. I guess it was about 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And at the time I was just like, I'm doing well here, and I don't really need to look at anything independent. My wife would kill me if I tried to go in, all independent. And, because we had a daughter in college at that time. And, man, talk about some expenses. That was unreal.
I've got one. I understand.
Yeah. Yep. And so I was a little bit, I guess, fearful of just sure. taking a chance. But now, the situation I'm in, like I said, though, it's totally caught off guard. I have been number one salesperson at the company I work for. And I had slipped to number two, but that's out of a department of 11 people. And right. It's like, okay, we had somebody new come in, and they were, she was running circles around us, making us look like fools. And so we kind of like, okay, what are you doing? And she showed us what she was doing, and she was using better than we were, much more effectively. And she was dialing phones, but there was a problem. She wasn't making very good notes on accounts. She was concentrating on dialing the phone as many times as she could, talking to people as much as they could, kind of a telemarketing approach rather than an account manager approach. So all of a sudden, the rest of us got this put on us to be a telemarketer and an account manager at the same time, which is something that I think it doesn't work. I think it's kind of an either-or situation.
I agree.
And then a new director came in charge of business development. And the next thing and 6 weeks before, like I said, I had to buy a car. So there was a big meeting and they were like, yeah, we're really committed to doing this. And the next thing I know, the entire unit, all 11 of us were laid off 6 weeks later. Yeah. So everything happened in 6 weeks.
I understand. Listen, I've got a chapter in my book called Gambling on Guarantees. The average American takes a job that pays beneath what they really can make just because of the feeling of a guarantee that it's a quote unquote secure job. But the problem is there's no such thing, because if you don't own that business, you're not in the executive side of it. Anything could happen at any time, and it does statistically.
I'm finding a lot of people in the situation I'm in. So I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Look forward to working with you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
So that was the gentleman that we just had spoken with on the phone while I was actually getting ready to produce this show and start this show. And he is in the same situation that I see a lot of people in. They, we all got to eat. We got bills to pay. We got families to support. We need to do something to provide. And the idea is, well, if I just go over here and seek this thing that says they will definitely do this, then everything will be fine. And the problem is that mindset sets us up for defeat. And so that's why I try to encourage people. A lot of times people say, Terry, I don't want to do anything, entrepreneurial-like, because it's just too risky. It's too risky. And my argument to that is, life is a risk. There's no guarantees. There's no one out there that is going to be able to guarantee you anything. So if that's the reality of life, then why not be in a position where you have more control? Because I guarantee you, you're going to be more concerned about your welfare than anyone else. The boss, the owner of that company, might be your best friend. They might love you. They might genuinely care for you. And a lot of them do. They're not bad guys. I've worked for some great people. But at the end of the day, they have a fiduciary responsibility to themselves, their business, that says it trumps everything. If the economy goes down, if the market goes down, if this goes down, they're going to have to make some hard decisions. I used to be a business owner that had 22 employees. Some of my best friends worked for me. Some situations happened where it had to be downsized. It killed me, you know, because these are people that lived in the community, went to church with, loved them like they were a family, and I'm having to tell them, you don't have a job. So there's no guarantees. I'm not telling you quit your job today, but what I am telling you is this. If you're not doing something right now that you can start working toward, that this is going to be my thing, this is going to be an income stream that I have, this is going to be a way that I can generate money, business, income for myself, regardless of what the day gig offers, then, you know, I would tell you, I would encourage you, strongly consider diversifying your income. You know, Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman and all of these financial people will tell you, you know, when you're investing your money, you know, put it in what? Mutual funds. Why? Because putting it in one individual stock is so risky, and unless you're the CEO and know everything about that particular company, owning one stock is too risky. Spread the risk. Long term, put it in mutual funds. Well, your career is the same way. Your career is the same way. And most people have their careers, their incomes in one stock. Okay? One stock. If whatever, I'm in the restaurant business, I'm in the retail business, I'm in this business, I'm in the insurance business, I'm in the real estate business, I'm in this business. Well, what happens if that particular business has a downturn? Where are you at? You're up and down with that particular stock. Diversify. And there's ways that you can do that that don't take too much time. And that's the beautiful thing about TW3 and these platforms, that we leverage technology, not people. Well, you know, MLMs and network marketing and all this had one true statement, but the way they tried to apply it is faulty. They said that you're only one person, you can't do but so much in a day, and the only way to truly generate wealth is to spread and leverage other people's times and effort to be able to gain wealth. That is true. The problem is it's built on the assumption that you're going to have these people that are constantly motivated, constantly doing, constantly this and that. And when you put your financial well-being in the hands of other people, they might be motivated today, but tomorrow it's just like, you know, they check out on you. Anybody that's ever been in network marketing or MLMs will tell you the hardest thing about it is keeping that team motivated and producing and recruiting and all that. It can be done, but statistically speaking, it is very, very difficult. My website, my podcast, my blogs, my email, my bulk texter, my bulk voicemail system, all of these digital tools never have to be motivated. They never have to be inspired. They never have to be, you know, begged, borrowed, and pleaded with, please go out and do something. With the push of a button, I talk to thousands of people every day. With the push of a button, I offer things for free to people every day. With the push of a button, I can generate wealth for myself, my family, my business, and never have to depend on the efforts of other people. I'm leveraging time. It's not based on my time because I can't talk to thousands of people individually, but my system, my software, my assets, my digital tools, they will. Okay. So that's when you build a business, when you build a platform, when you build a career around something that is going to work because it's not contingent upon other people, it's there. When you build it around diversification, see, I can be in insurance today, real estate tomorrow, MLM, restaurant. I can be in any industry, anytime with my platform because my platform does what? It generates and it engages qualified leads. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, if you don't have a lead, if you don't have a prospect, if you don't have a qualified person that needs, wants, desires, and can afford your products, goods, and services, you are going to struggle. What you just heard on the show here in this this interview was a gentleman calling in saying, "Hey, Terry, I've known about you 3 or 4 years. I looked at it at time. I was comfortable. And I was thinking, I'm too comfortable." And his own words. And now he's in a situation. I told him in the conversation that I had edited a lot of that because it went on for about 30 minutes. And he's coming on. And what is he spending to do all this? He's literally spending $39 in the next 30 days. He's not even spending any money right now to get started with us. But in the next 30 days, he'll have a $39 payment, and he will have a system and a platform that we guarantee him in writing. If he uses it the way we show him, he's going to start making $400 to $1,200 per client. Okay. Because, and why did we put that guarantee up there? Because as soon as we did that, the floodgates open, because that's everybody wants some sort of guarantee, gambling on guarantee. Well, Terry, you're speaking against guarantees. I am, in the sense that if you gamble on a guarantee of other people and what they will do and their benevolence toward you, you're always going to lose. Well, what's the difference with our guarantee? I guarantee you will find results if you do what we tell you to do. I'm gambling on you. You're gambling on you. I'm telling you, if you will do this activity, good activity drives good results. And we have metrics. Just use our system. Do this, say this, do it this many times, and rinse, wash, and repeat, and enjoy life. So I'm telling you, if you're in a place right now that you're comfortable, great. Stay there, but start diversifying your ability to earn, because every industry, every business at some point will have ups and it will have downs. That's just the nature of business. That's the nature of life. You know, Solomon says there's seasons, and so you have to be prepared. There's hurricane seasons, and so sometimes your cruise is going to be delayed, right? So you just go with the flow. You understand what you're dealing with. And I want to tell you, if fear is a driver for you today, if the reason why you're making some of the decisions or not making decisions are based on fear, let me give you one eternal piece of advice. A lot of people think, well, if I'm afraid of this or afraid of that, I just need to bulk up on my beliefs, my faith, you know, faith. You know, just believe more, expect more. And that's all great. You need to do that. But the cure for fear is not faith. The cure for fear is understanding you are loved perfectly, that you are accepted perfectly. And that starts with you accepting you. Until you can be okay with you, until you have reckoned yourself to yourself and saying, you know, it's okay to be me. It's okay to speak like I do, look like I do, act like I do. I am worthy of success. I am worthy of love. I'm worthy of this. Until you can learn to love you and receive love from others, you will always have a sense of fear. And fear will keep you from going to the levels you are called to go to. Because I believe everyone has been created with greatness on the inside of them. And that greatness cannot get out, will not get out, does not come out because we feel timid. We feel afraid. We feel like, I can't do that. Who am I? Well, who are you not to? There's a whole world out there. There's a whole group of people. They're not going to listen to Terry Wilson. Terry Wilson turns them off. Terry Wilson just drives them crazy. My personality, my sarcasm, my dialect, my whatever. They're just like, this guy is foolish. Listen. I have thousands of people come to my website every day. Trust me, not all of them are fans, and they always send me, you know, who do you think? And that's fine. I say, well, go somewhere else. But see, if you were out there, maybe you can make an impact on them. Maybe that person could have their money, business, and life go to the next level because you reached them. Because I can't. Get in the game. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, you are worth more. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.